Pronouns. Pronouns are words which are used in place of nouns. We have singular personal pronouns, which are he, she, it, I, me, him, her, you. For example, Dr. Verghese was born in Calicut on 26th November 1921. Dr. Verghese got his first degree in physics, and Dr. Verghese earned his BE in mechanical engineering at the University of Madras. Dr. Verghese went on a scholarship to the USA and passed the MS degree examination with distinction. Did you notice that the repetition of the name Dr. Verghese made the passage boring for you to read? Now I'll do a new reading. Note the changes that have been made. Dr. Verghese was born in Calicut on 26th November 1921. Now, in place of Dr. Verghese, we'll put in he. He got his first degree in physics and he earned his BE in mechanical engineering at the University of Madras. He went on a scholarship to the USA and passed the MS degree examination with distinction. He was also very good at cricket, tennis, and boxing. So in this way, personal pronouns go. Example number two, the use of he, him, she, and her. For example, Ram went to the market. Ram wanted to buy some fruits and vegetables. When Ram was about to leave, Ram's wife Shanti asked Ram to buy a few more things. Shanti reminded Ram to buy the medicines which the doctor had prescribed for Shanti. Now in the example, the words Ram and Shanti are nouns that are naming words. They are proper nouns. These names have been used again and again. This makes the passage very boring to read. And here, now I'll do a new reading of this above passage, and some changes have been made. Ram went to the market. In place of Ram again, we put in he. He wanted to buy some fruits and vegetables. When he was about to leave, his wife, Shanti, asked him to buy a few more things. She reminded him to buy the medicines which the doctor had prescribed for her. In this very example, the proper noun Ram has been replaced by pronouns he and him after the first sentence. The proper noun Shanti has been replaced by the pronouns she and her after the first introduction. Plural nouns, we, us, you, them, they, their. Example, Kareem and Julie lived in a small village. Kareem and Julie were good friends. Kareem and Julie went to the same school. In the evening, Kareem and Julie would play for some time, after which Kareem and Julie would sit down to finish Kareem and Julie's homework. Now, I'll do a new reading and notice the changes. Kareem and Julie lived in a small village. They were good friends. They went to the same school. In the evening, they would play for some time, after which they would sit down to finish their homework. So here, after the first use, the names of Kareem and Julie with the pronoun they have been replaced. We use the pronoun they when there are two or more people being talked about. So this was plural pronouns. Possessive pronouns. Words such as his, hers, mine, ours, theirs, and yours show possession or ownership. They are called possessive pronouns. They are used alone, as can be seen in the examples of the book. They do not have a noun after them. For example, these books are theirs. The torn shirt is not his. These trousers are yours, not mine. This baby is hers. Words such as my, his, her, its, your, their, and our also show possession, but need a singular or plural noun after them. For this reason, they are sometimes called possessive adjectives. For example, his shirt is torn, her baby is crying, my book is interesting.